All right, well, no prospect at the Senior Bowl knows the Eagles' style of play and head coach Chip Kelly better than Oregon wide receiver Josh Huff. Josh, first of all, let's talk about you. Tell us the scouting report on you as a player.
I'm just a passionate guy about the game. I go in each and every practice, try to get better, and when it comes to a game, you know, I'm going to try to dominate in any aspect I can, whether that be blocking, running routes, or catching the ball. I'm going to try to be the best that I can at that time.
You know how to play this game. You know that the Chip Kelly loves guys who block on the outside, so you know what you're doing telling us that. Do you enjoy blocking?
I do. Anything that can set my teammates up for success, you know, I will enjoy doing.
Is there a receiver in the league who you think is similar to you in terms of style?
I like to mold my game after Anquan Boldin and Larry Fitzgerald. Andre Johnson.
All right, that's pretty good. What was your favorite moment in college at Oregon?
Definitely had to be the 2012 Rose Bowl that I won with Chip Kelly. And after this season, during the season I broke a record. And at that time it didn't mean anything to me. But now that my name is in the record book and I'm gone, it means absolutely everything to me.
All right, let's talk about Chip a little bit. I heard a couple stories that you told yesterday, so give us your favorite Chip Kelly memory.
Definitely have to be back in 2011 when we played Stanford at Stanford. It was a tough first half for us, and things wasn't going our way. So he came into the locker room, and I never seen him like this, and he flipped the table. Like Gatorade and all that flipped over and caused a big mess, and never seen him so hyped up and rowdy in my life. So that was definitely one of my favorite moments with him.
I can't even imagine that. I can't imagine him getting. Was that like that's the only time you've ever seen him like that?
The only time,
right?
I've ever seen him like that.
That's pretty crazy. And then you also told the story. What was it like when he told you guys he was leaving to come to the NFL?
It was heartbreaking, you know, with everything he'd done for that program, and you know, with him giving me an opportunity to come out there and, chase after my dream. And when he finally said that he was leaving to go chase his dream and, you know, prove people wrong, you know, I couldn't do nothing but respect that and wish the best for him. And hopefully I can reunite with him sooner than later.
Is it weird when you look at some of the Eagles staff, you go over, you see Chip Kelly, you see guys like James Harris, Jerry Azzanero. Is it weird seeing these familiar faces?
It's not weird at all. Well, it is, but it's not. They just deal with what was best for them, and that was in the NFL, so all hats to those guys. And it's weird being away from them for such a long period of time and then finally seeing them here. It was weird, yes.
So I'm guessing that you were not surprised at all at how successful the Eagles' offense was in Chip Kelly's first year.
Not at all. It's only going to get better as the players get more comfortable in the offense and get more experience in the offense.
All right, Josh, well, best of luck. We'll be watching for you, and hopefully maybe we'll get you an Eagles green.
Hopefully.
All right. Thanks a lot, Josh.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot.